USA Radio News.
President Trump said he won't flinch regarding a government shutdown this fall over border wall funding. The president has said time and time again that immigration is an issue that needs to be solved. Senator Joni Ernst said this will certainly get everyone's attention.
I do think that we can get our appropriations bills done. We've been working very hard at them. We would rather not see a government shutdown, but I do think that the president needs to be heard when he talks about making sure our borders are secure, building that wall, and reforming our immigration process. And I think we all can work together on that.
The first trial to emerge from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe is set to start today when former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort appears before a federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia. Manafort is facing 18 criminal counts, including bank and tax fraud, which could land him in jail for 30 years. Prosecutors are saying that instead of paying taxes, he used the income to support his expensive lifestyle. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Wyatt Cox Classic Radio Theater. I've been using a MyPillow now for almost a year, and I've had the best sleep of my life, and you can too. What are you waiting for? This special? It's the best you'll ever have. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, or call 1-800-951-8175. Be sure you use promo code USA, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA. Do it now.
President Trump said he would look into the 3D plastic guns today, the day before the blueprints are set to become publicly available, free to download. Trump said that he spoke to the NRA about the matter and that, quote, it doesn't seem to make much sense, unquote. In June, Chipotle Mexican Grill announced it was shutting down 65 underperforming restaurants and revamping its marketing. Now, this is all under the new CEO, Brian Nichols. Now, Nichols also talked about the effect of NAFTA on Chipotle.
You know, look, I think what we have found is supply is critically important, and obviously how the trade gets set up will dictate those prices that go into, you know, our cost. And we're always trying to figure out how to best to manage that for our customers and then also to protect the integrity of the high quality food we want to provide. So obviously we'll pay attention to what happens, but our first focus is getting the right avocados so that we end up with the best tasting guacamole.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The TSA is defending its use of a previously secret program used to monitor potential security threats at airports and on planes. Michael Bilio is with the TSA. He explains the program.
TSA officers are trained in behavioral detection. And so they're already looking for somebody who's acting erratically, who may seem extremely nervous, somebody who is exhibiting signs that other people who have executed attacks on airports and airplanes have exhibited.
Bilio also says that it's not your everyday flyer that's being targeted.
Average Americans would not come close to qualifying for inclusion in this program. If you are being observed by a federal air marshal as part of this program, it is because you have a pattern of travel as well as other activities.
A Saturday Night Live comedian is speaking out about being held accountable for her jokes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Saturday Night Live star Leslie Jones says it's wrong to hold comedians accountable for old jokes that are now considered inappropriate. Jones sounding off yesterday on The View about comedians being called out for jokes that they told years ago. Jones said she shouldn't be held accountable for something she may have said all the way back in 1987. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.